Good morning, 1022.
President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner met at the White House yesterday to discuss the fiscal cliff. Their first face-to-face meeting since the election. The clock is ticking toward the December 31st deadline that could bring tax increases and significant spending cuts without a deal. No details from yesterday's meeting as of yet. The president pushing higher tax rates on the wealthiest Americans as a way to reduce the deficit. And Republicans still demanding steeper cuts in entitlement programs such as Medicare and Social Security. But will cuts to Social Security really help to reduce the deficit? Let's go in depth now with WTOP's Capitol Hill correspondent Dave McConnell. Dave, first, why are Republicans insisting on Social Security reform now as we look at all of the budget and deficit reduction efforts?
Well, because they really believe it has something to do with the deficit. There's a big dispute over this, Mark and Debbie. Democrats insist that Social Security should be taken off the table, that it doesn't add to the deficit, that right now Social Security is able to pay out benefits, though they admit down the road this may not be the case, and after the fiscal cliff dispute is settled, Congress ought to work on that. Critics don't buy that, charging Social Security is paying out more than it's taking in from payroll taxes, that interest-bearing Treasury securities, Uncle Sam's IOUs, are propping up Social Security, that all this is just paper shuffling from one part of the government to another, and that the national debt is growing, and Social Security is all part of that, Mark and Debbie.
Well, Dave, President Obama, as we all know, has insisted that Social Security is not going to be part of deficit reduction talks. So does that make it a sticking point that the two sides can even overcome, or is it dead in the water because of that?
Well, it could be a sticking point, but I think the way things are going now, it won't be. I think what will happen is that they will, to a certain extent, set this aside after they've gotten their bargaining leverage from it. And then I think they'll work on Social Security in the new year. But the Democrats have to convince the Republicans they're really serious about changing Social Security, or they might not go along. I do think talks can proceed without this holding it up, though.
What does the future really look like right now for Social Security in terms of solvency, and how long we can expect it to be the way it is now?
A couple of things are operative here. First of all, the thing that the Republicans want to do with Social Security and also with Medicare is have what they call means testing, perhaps cut some of the benefits for the wealthiest people, that they don't get the same benefits as someone who's poor. They also want to raise the age from 65 to 67. But Democrats fight against that Republican suggestion. They say that people who are in the minorities of the United States, people who are not well, who haven't had good jobs, the working poor, they need to get Social Security as soon as they can. And if you delay it, it's not going to help them. So that's a big sticking point.
Dave, real quickly, do you think they're going to get a deal before Christmas? I mean, there's still, only a couple weeks left.
I'm not a betting man, but something like going over the fiscal cliff a little bit, maybe a day, and then getting a deal. Does that sound like a scenario to you guys? I don't know. If they've got to do something really serious this week to get the bills written and to get debate on the floors. This is the 10th. Maybe they'll finish something before Christmas Eve. Maybe not. Maybe it'll drag on. But the time is really precious now, and they really got to get going.
All right, Dave, we appreciate the time. WTOP's Capitol Hill correspondent, Dave McConnell.